everybody, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason, huh? So today I'm talking about why it's important to be a loving and supportive boss, and what does that mean? So I'm a relatively new boss. Right now it's mainly me, but I do have a young designer that I recruited from South Korea that's helping me out here and there when she can. She's awesome. I love her. Awesome. She's watching this. Love ya. And then there's also a young man that's helping me out here and there who's awesome also. I love you too. He's from Morocco who volunteered to help me out. So, and all my friends want to quit their jobs and work for me eventually because I'm awesome. So, ha. Anyways, but if you look at my company information, my company culture and values, I have very high standards of my company values. And I have to make sure that people meet those. But basically, let's talk about what makes a bad boss. What makes a bad boss? Because I've had some bad bosses in my day. I've had really good bosses, amazing bosses, and I've had really horrific bosses where they're just darn obnoxious, or they're passive aggressive, or they're really harsh with their words, or they're just berating you and making you go home and cry, and making you feel super incompetent when you're not incompetent. You misunderstood something or whatever. So that's ridiculous. I got stories coming. I've been through kind of a lot, so. And then I've had bosses that are kind of more in between where they're not bad fully, but they're not great. They're just sometimes a bit harsh every now and then. And I don't think they really think that before they speak. So let's talk about what causes a bad boss. What is your theory? Please comment below of what causes a bad boss in the first place. So this is my thoughts. I think what happens is bosses sometimes get caught up with, well, I'm a boss now, so I have to like have the nose up in the air and assert my dominance and be a little bit obnoxious. Because if I don't, people will not respect me, which is not a very intelligent decision because you actually lose respect from your staff. Because this is how I see it. My staff is doing me a favor for working for me and for and with me because they are providing me relief. Like, I'm already overwhelmed, like, doing so many things that I have to do, like, because my brain works, like, 90 miles an hour sometimes. Like, it's hard for me to sometimes slow down, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm exhausted, you know? And then by them taking care of something, I'm like, oh, God, they got it, you know? Like, that kind of feeling I get. So they deserve to be respected. They deserve to have empathy. They deserve to be have compassion. They deserve to be treated like a human being because they are doing me a favor. They're providing me relief by getting a job done that I can't do it or I don't have time to do it. So bosses need to be more grateful for a good employee that works hard. So there's that, which causes that boss and then how they should be. Another cause in my theory is that even the ones that are good bosses sometimes get caught up with doing so many things to do. And then they get annoyed with their employees about something and then they suddenly get snappy. And then they forget that their employees are human beings and they didn't need to be spoken to like that. So I think that's what happens a lot. And I recommend employees to maybe just try to assume the best intentions. Just think like, man, maybe they're just having a bad day. Maybe they're having a bad day, or maybe they had gotten into a fight with their spouse, or maybe they, you know, got into some fight with somebody. I don't know. That's what I try to approach it. Also, I think what happens is, and we all know it, is that adults tattle on each other. Sometimes adults are big children and they tattle on each other. And instead of dealing with the situation by themselves, they tattle to the big boss. But I don't think it's necessarily the intention of tattling per se, because I don't tattle really. But I admit I've been guilty of probably being perceived as a tattler. But it wasn't the intention of tattling. It was more of the intention of, I don't know how to handle this, so I'm going to go to my boss to get some guidance on handling it. So I think that's the intention. of what people are trying to do, but they just don't communicate it. So what I would do in that situation is I would probably advise them of on how to handle it instead of coming to tattle to me about it and just be like, well, thank you for telling me. This is my advice on how to handle it, and I want you to go handle it. And then they would probably handle it. That would probably be a much better solution than to hear all this tattling, and then bosses get overwhelmed with all the tattling. And I think what happens is bosses hear about all this tattling, because I've been in this situation kind of before, where bosses hear about all this tattling or someone gossiping and things like that, and then they start getting snappy, like, oh my god. And then they snap at the employee that's not necessarily causing the drama per se, but the person that's like more innocent, and then someone blows things out of proportion, then they tattle on that person. So then the boss tells them just kind of basically knock it off, like nicely or professionally or whatever. And then the employee feels bad. It's like, I don't know what I did, you know, that kind of thing. I don't think that's the most diplomatic way to approach it. And I think that's a little bit immature in my perspective. I think a better way to approach that would basically have a meeting with staff and say, I don't want people tattling to me. If you have a problem with somebody, try to approach it to them diplomatically instead of tattling at me, because I don't have the time to deal with this. And I think that's what happens. Because I'll give you an example. I was working at one place in South Korea, and I had a coworker that would constantly, oh my god, it was like incessant. I wanna say it was perceived as tattling, but she was constantly whining at me about my colleague, my theory was that he had borderline autism, I think, or Asperger's. That was maybe undiagnosed, possibly, or I don't know, or whatnot. I mean, I have compassion for those people, so I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe people just need more accommodations, and once they get the accommodations, they're good. They're competent. So I was giving him some accommodations because he seemed to need extra help because he didn't know how to teach well, and I had been experienced in it, so I knew how to do it. And then eventually my colleague kept on tattling or like talking to me like, why are you helping him? And I'm like, oh my god, you know. And so I just got to be a point where I told my colleague, the one that was asking me for help, I told him privately, I will help you, I'm happy to help you, but I don't want to hear her nagging me and tattling at me because it's starting to get on my nerves. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk secretly so that way I don't have to hear about her like nagging me, you know, because it just was just getting ridiculous. And then I also got very assertive with my colleague online, where I just said to her, why do you care about him? And she's like, I don't. Well, you keep talking about him, so you obviously care about him a lot. And then she suddenly just stopped talking. And then she backed off, you know. So I'm just like, it's not your problem, so don't worry about it, you know. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. And I was like, oh my god, like, give me a break. I cannot stand drama. My workplace will be drama-free. I do not tolerate drama. And if there is drama, we're going to address it diplomatically because I can't stand it. I don't tolerate it. I've been through enough where I'm tired. So... But yeah, that's an example of this type of tattling nonsense, and I think bosses need to learn to handle it better instead of snapping at their employees or assuming the worst in people. They need to have, like, if it, you know, they need to tell their employees, this is my advice on how to handle it diplomatically. Now you can go handle it like an adult. And then that would be better, because I think sometimes people are just tattling because I think they just don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to communicate to somebody how to, like, back off or, like, nicely, which I'm going to do a couple videos of that later because I've dealt with that situation before, too. So it's just like, oh, my God, where some things are just blown way out of proportion and then you're just like, what? anyways, so that's important to keep in mind. with some things. But all in all, I think it's important to be in a loving and supportive boss, because I tell people that are working for and with me that I value you so much, and I want you to know that I appreciate you so much. And I never want you to feel that I'm working you like a robot, or I never want you to feel that I'm treating you like a slave. I never, ever want you to feel like that. And please do tell me if you feel overwhelmed or like that, because sometimes I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm a human being just like everyone else, you know, and I have my gifts and my talents and things that I know that I'm good at, but I also have my weaknesses. And so I tell my young designer, I said, there are times that you're going to teach me something, because I don't know everything, you know, like who really knows everything, you know, like really, you know, like, I mean, everyone has something to learn. Even the most intelligent person could be behaviorally awkward and they have things to learn for themselves. So my company embraces self-improvement and trying to be the best version of you, because that's what makes, I think, companies successful. And I think many times bosses sometimes forget that because they take their good employees for granted, or, you know, not knowing how to communicate effectively and things like that. So hopefully this video helps you and you get some insight and you learn some things, and I'm helpful to you because I'm your genie and I'm here to help. So and there'll be lots more to come, because I got lots of stories. Don't forget to please like, subscribe, and comment. Check my company information below. Check the description below. Check the meetups in Las Vegas. Don't forget to check the online shop for every funding goes to my business project, which is going to help reduce the homelessness statistics. Okay. And again, if you're interested in working with me or collaborating or something like that, that's kind of fun. You can contact me at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. Okie dokie. Okie dokie, spooky. So, have a good day, good night.